Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Hapae Kaiwa Podcast with Jun Senesak, episode 460. Hey, what's going on, everyone? Jun here with Hapae Kaiwa. Have you ever heard of a negativity journal? The other day, while listening to a podcast, I came across the idea of writing a negativity journal. In a regular journal, you write about your day-to-day life, your thoughts and feelings, your plans and goals, and things you are grateful for. Although it's common to write about the challenges you're facing, I have never really heard of anyone writing down their negative thoughts in a journal. So when I heard about this negative journal, it caught my attention right away. ネガティブジャーナルという言葉を聞いたことがありますか？先日、あるポッドキャストを聞いていたときに、ネガティブな日記を書くというアイディアに出会いました。通常の日記では、日々の生活、考えや感情、計画や目標、感謝していることなどを書きます。直面している課題について書くのはよくあることですが、ネガティブな考えを日記に書くというのはあまり聞いたことがありませんでした。そのため、このネガティブジャーナルについて聞いたとき、すぐに興味を惹かれました。So what is a negativity journal? Essentially, it involves writing down something negative that happened to you, no matter how big or small. It could be a mistake you made at work, a bad grade on a test, or a moment of frustration with a loved one. After 1 month,Revisit your journal entry and write down what you learned from that experience. Then after 6 months, reflect on the entry again and write down one positive thing that came out of that negative situation. This practice can help you transform negative experiences into valuable learning opportunities and find the silver lining in tough times.
では、ネガティブジャーナルとは何でしょうか？基本的には、大小に関わらず自分に起こったネガティブなことを書き留めることです。仕事でミスをしたとか、テストで悪い点を取ったとか、大切にしている人にイライラした瞬間など何でも OK です。1ヶ月後に日記を見直し、その経験から学んだことを書き留めます。そして6ヶ月後、その日記をもう一度振り返り、ネガティブな状況から生まれたポジティブなことを一つ書き出します。この練習は、ネガティブな経験を貴重な学習の機会に変え、困難な時に明るい兆しを見つけるのに役立ちます。
So imagine you attended an international exchange party and had the opportunity to converse with many native English speakers. However, after the party, you felt disappointed in yourself because you made many language mistakes, struggled to express yourself, or couldn't follow the native speaker's conversation. You decided to write about this experience in a journal. Later, after a month, you revisited that entry and noted what you learned from that experience.Perhaps you realized that you only felt bad for a day or two, and it motivated you to seek out more opportunities to talk with native speakers. After 6 months, you looked at that entry again and wrote down one positive outcome that resulted from that experience. Maybe you made friends with one of the native English speakers you met at the event and started hanging out with them.
例えば、国際交流パーティーに参加し、多くのネイティブスピーカーと会話する機会があったとします。しかし、パーティーが終わった後、英語のミスが多かったり、自分を表現するのに苦労したり、ネイティブスピーカーの会話についていけなかったりして、自分にがっかりしたとしましょう。この経験を日記に書き留めます。その1ヶ月後にその日記を見直し、その経験から学んだことを書き留めます。おそらく嫌な気分になったのは1日か2日だけだったことに気づき、ネイティブスピーカーと話す機会をもっと探そうという意欲が湧いたかもしれません。半年後、そのエントリーをもう一度見て、その経験から得られたポジティブな結果を一つ書き出します。もしかしたら、そのイベントで出会ったネイティブスピーカーの一人と友達になり、一緒に遊ぶようになったかもしれません。 The purpose of creating a negativity journal is not to eliminate negativity from your life. It is rather a method of comprehending your negativity bias, which means that you tend to pay more attention to negative things than positive ones. Most of us get stuck in the moment and worry about the bad things that are happening when something unfavorable occurs. However, in most cases, things are not as bad as we perceive them to be, and there may be something positive that comes out of those experiences. Maintaining a negativity journal can help us remember the everyday worries we have and put everything in perspective.
ネガティブジャーナルを作る目的は、人生から悲観的なことをなくすことではありません。むしろ、自分のネガティブバイアス、つまりポジティブなことよりもネガティブなことに注目してしまう傾向があることを理解するための方法です。私たちの多くは、何か好ましくないことが起こると、それが頭からなかなか離れず、悪いことばかりを気にしてしまいます。しかし、大抵の場合、物事は私たちが思っているほど悪いものではなく、そのような経験から何かポジティブなことが生まれることがあります。ネガティブ日記をつけることで、日々の心配事を思い出し、すべてを客観的に捉えることができます。
I think it's worth trying out the negativity journal. I actually already created a negativity journal and wrote down a few negative things that happened to me recently. However, instead of reviewing my journal in 6 months, I'll do it in 3 months. 6 months feels too far away for me.I'm also thinking about introducing the negativity journal to my online English community members, Hapa Buddies. I provide the members with a journal topic to write about every day from Monday to Friday. Maybe once a month or so, I'll include a topic about a negative experience that happened to me and encourage my members to start a negativity journal.
ネガティブジャーナルを試してみる価値はあると思います。実はすでにネガティブジャーナルを作っていて、最近自分に起こったネガティブなことをいくつか書き留めています。ただし、6ヶ月後に日記を見直すのではなく、3ヶ月後にやろうと思っています。半年は私には遠すぎる気がします。また、私のオンライン英語コミュニティ、ハパバディーズのメンバーにもネガティブジャーナルを紹介しようと考えています。月曜日から金曜日まで毎日日記のトピックをメンバーに提供しますが、月に一度ぐらい、自分に起こったネガティブな経験というトピックを入れて、ネガティブ日記を始めるようにメンバーに進めようかと思っています。
The speaker on the podcast mentioned that his students started looking forward to writing in their negativity journals because they got to see their progress. I'm excited to see what kind of impact this will have on me and my members. If you're interested in trying out the negativity journal, feel free to join us. Hapa Buddies is open to all English learners, and we welcome anyone who enjoys learning English.
ポッドキャストのスピーカーは、彼の生徒たちは自分の進歩がわかるので、ネガティブジャーナルを書くのを楽しみにするようになったと話していました。これが私や私のコミュニティメンバーにどんな影響を与えるか楽しみです。もし、一緒にネガティブジャーナルを試してみたい方は、お気軽にハパバディーズにご参加ください。ハパバディーズは英語学習者なら誰でも利用でき、英語を学ぶことが好きな人であれば、誰でも大歓迎です。
Alright!Let's get into today's topic. How do you keep in touch with friends who live overseas? In today's conversation, Kimmy and Robert continue their discussion on social media and how they use it. Robert mentions a platform he uses to keep in touch with friends from overseas, and Kimmy shares various platforms she uses to shop and find events. Let's listen and learn more about how they use social media.
さあ、今日の課題に入りましょう。皆さんは海外に住む友人とどのように連絡を取り合っていますか？今日の会話では、キミーとロバートがソーシャルメディアとその使い方について話を続けます。ロバートは海外の友人と連絡を取り合うために使っているプラットフォームについて、また、キミーはショッピングやイベントを探すために使っている様々なプラットフォームについて話しています。二人がどのようにソーシャルメディアを利用しているのか聞いてみましょう。
Are you guys ready? Let's get started!Questions of the day.
今日の質問。
Number one. Why does Robert still use Facebook?
なぜロバートはまだ Facebook を使っているのでしょうか?
Number two. What two countries did Robert once live in outside of the United States?
ロバートがアメリカ以外でかつて住んでいた2つの国はどこですか?
Number three. What's one reason that Kimmy uses Facebook?
Kimmy が Facebook を使う理由の一つは何でしょうか?
Live conversation.
I guess you can shop on Instagram now. I like to,、to use it for online shopping.、and also to see what my friends are up to.Yeah, Facebook I don't use anymore, but I know my parents do. So, yeah, what about you?
I know it's funny that you say that. I think that was like the definition, Instagram's definition that you just put was for Facebook almost like 10 years ago. I just want to see what my friends are up to, what they're looking into,、mm-hmm. you know? And so Instagram's become that new thing that people are going to check up on their loved ones. And I think that's cool. That's why I still use like, I still use Facebook, the Messenger at least, and、mm-hmm. like Instagram,to like keep up with my friends I haven't seen in a long time. Because when I lived in Germany for about a year, and I also lived in Guatemala for a couple months, and I have a lot of like lifelong friends I made, and they can only talk me through social media because the phone service, you know, extra charges for text messaging and all that, it makes communication really difficult. So they have、mm-hmm. to use like Facebook,Instagram, Discord, Twitter even、
yeah.
to communicate. So I think that's like perfectly fine if people just want to check in on their friends.
Yeah, that's true. And I also, one more thing I use Facebook for is, I guess, finding events、oh. that's around your city.
Yeah, same thing.
Right?
yeah, yeah.
Like you'll find events like what's happening this weekend or if there's a concert going on、mm. or some kind of sale or a pop-up shop. And that's what I use Facebook for.
Oh, yeah.
And I get a lot of ads.
Oh, really?
Whenever I happen to be looking for a pan, I'll start getting ads of like pans. And then it's honestly, it works.
Oh, I mean, that's what AdSense is for. They really detect、yeah. what you're interested in and they start sending you what you want.
Yeah. See, AI is scary.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But that's like, I think that's like basic. That's just like, that's just if you put in like, oh, search pots and they go like,、right. oh,You search pots.
Yeah.
You know a lot of pot、yeah. places. And then I definitely agree with the events. It's so helpful. Like, I mean, on 626 Night Market.
Yes.
So good, the food.、
Yeah.
And then I, my friends are like, oh, let's go sometime. And they'll put the event on and they'll show me the Facebook event. Like, oh, okay, cool. I can remember.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Let's go over the answers. 今日の質問に答えていきましょう。Number one. Why does Robert still use Facebook?なぜロバートはまだ Facebook を使っているのでしょうか? He still uses Facebook, at least the Messenger app, to keep in touch with his loved ones. 彼は家族などと連絡を取り合うために Facebook、少なくともメッセンジャーを使っています。Number 2. What two countries did Robert once live in outside of the United States? ロバートがアメリカ以外でかつて住んでいた2つの国はどこですか?He once lived in both Germany and Guatemala. 彼はドイツとグアテマラに住んだことがあります。Number 3. What's one reason that Kimmy uses Facebook? Kimmy が Facebook を使う理由の一つは何でしょうか? She uses it to find local events like sales and pop-up shops. 彼女はセールやポップアップショップなど地元のイベントを探すときに Facebook を使っています。Summary. 会話の要約 Kimmy and Robert continue their discussion of social media and how they both use it. Kimmy doesn't use Facebook as much as she used to, and she says that her parents actually use it more than she does.
Kimmy とロバートは SNS とその使い方について話し続けます。Kimmy は Facebook は前ほど使わなくなり、彼女の両親の方が使っていると言います。
Robert still uses Facebook.Though he mostly uses the Messenger app. His main reason for using it is to keep in touch with his friends and loved ones.
ロバートは今でも Facebook を使用していますが、主にメッセンジャーアプリを使っています。彼が Facebook を使う主な理由は、友人や家族などと連絡を取り合うためです。
Robert made a lot of friends while he lived in Germany and Guatemala. Because it's expensive to text internationally,The Facebook Messenger app is a good way for him to communicate with those friends abroad.
ロバートはドイツとグアテマラに住んでいる間にたくさんの友人ができました。国際 SMS だとお金がかかるので、彼は Facebook のメッセンジャーアプリで海外の友人たちとコミュニケーションをとっており、それが一番いい方法だと考えています。
Kimmy does still use Facebook to help her find local events, such as pop-up shops and sales.
That said, she does admit that in using Facebook, she receives a lot of advertisements. Kimi wa pop-up ショップやセールなどの地元のイベントを探すときに今でも Facebook を利用しています。ですが、Facebook を利用したことにより、広告だらけになってしまったそうです。
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Phrases of the day. 今日のフレーズ。Number one, shop. 買い物をする。shop を名詞で使う場合はお店ですが、動詞として使う場合は買い物をするを意味します。実際のお店に行って買い物をする意味としても使いますし、ネットショッピングをする意味としても使います。例えば、私はショッピングモールに行ってお買い物をするのが好きです。は、I like to shop at the mall. 私は普段インスタグラムで買い物をします。は、I usually shop on Instagram と言います。例文、Let's shop for new clothes today. 今日は新しい服を買いましょう。I need to shop for groceries after work.仕事が終わったら食料品の買い出しに行かないと。I typically shop online on sites like Amazon or Rakuten. 私は普段 Amazon や楽天のようなサイトでオンラインショッピングをします。Number two, be up to. 何かをしてる。be up to は do と似たような意味合いがあり、何かをしていることを意味します。一般的に、be up to は相手の予定を尋ねるときや近況を尋ねるときに使われます。例えば、友達に、今週末の予定はと聞く場合は、What are you up to this weekend? 久しぶりに会った友達に近況を尋ねる場合は、What have you been up to? のように言います。ただし、What are you up to this weekend? と聞かれたときに、I'm up to studying English のように表現することはできず、基本的に相手が何をしているのかを聞きたいときに使われます。例文 What are you up to tonight? Do you want to grab dinner or something? 今夜の予定は夕食でもどう ?I haven't seen you in ages. What have you been up to? 久しぶりだね。最近どうしてたの ?Let's text Peter and see what he's up to today. ピーターにメッセージを送って今日の予定を聞こう。Number 3.Check up on. 何々を調べる、確認する。Check up on は何かや誰かについて調べたり、尋ねたり、状態を確認することを意味します。例えば、体調があまり良くない祖母の家に行って、彼女の様子を確認する場合は、I'm going to visit my grandma and check up on her. おばあちゃんの家に行って様子を見てきます。ずっと同じ体勢で寝ている生後間もない赤ちゃんが心配になり様子を見に行く場合は I'm gonna go and check up on the baby. 赤ちゃんの様子を見てくるねと言います。例文 Last weekend, I went to my uncle's house and checked up on him. 先週末、おじの家に行って様子を見てきました。I'll check up on the progress of the project with the team tomorrow.明日、チームとプロジェクトの進捗状況を確認します。Let me check up on the status of our flight to make sure there's no delay. フライトに遅れがないか、念のため確認させてください。Number 4. Check in on. 確認する。Check in on は誰かが元気であるか、安全であるか、または援助が必要でないかを確認するために、その人を訪れたり、連絡を取ったりすることを意味します。 例えば、時々母は私の様子を確認するために電話をしてくれるという場合は、Every now and then, my mom calls and checks in on me と表現します。先ほど紹介した check up on と同じような意味を持っているため、Every now and then, my mom calls and checks up on me と言っても間違いではありません。厳密に言えば、check in on の方がよりカジュアルな感じで連絡をしたり訪問するニュアンスがあります。しかし、実際の日常会話では、アメリカ人は check in on と check up on 同じ意味で使うことがよくあります。例文 I just called to check in on you. Are you feeling better? どうしてるかと思って電話したんだけど、気分は良くなった?I'm gonna check in on my grandpa and see how he's doing. おじいちゃんの様子を見に行ってきます。I do my best to check in on my friends regularly. 友人たちがどうしているか定期的にチェックするようにしています。Number 5. Same here. 私も。Same here は相手と同感だったり、同じ経験を共有するときに使われ、私もや同じくを意味します。Me too の代わりに使えるよりカジュアルで口語的な言い方です。例えば、友達が I feel like eating okonomiyaki tonight. 今夜はお好み焼きを食べたい気分だと言った時に Same here. 私もと返事をすることができます。日常会話では here を言わずに same だけで表現しても OK です。例文 You played basketball in high school? Same here.高校でバスケしてたの?私もやってたよ。Same here. I prefer paper books over e-books. 同じです。私も電子書籍よりも紙の本が好きです。You don't feel like going out tonight? Same. Let's just stay in and watch a movie. 今夜は出かけたくないの?私も家で映画でも見ようか。今日のフレーズを復習しましょう。Repeat after me. Number 1. Shop. Let's shop for new clothes today. I need to shop for groceries after work. I typically shop online on sites like Amazon or Rakuten.Number 2.Be up to. What are you up to tonight? Do you want to grab dinner or something? I haven't seen you in ages. What have you been up to? Let's text Peter and see what he's up to today.Number 3.Check up on. Last weekend, I went to my uncle's house and checked up on him. I'll check up on the progress of the project with the team tomorrow. Let me check up on the status of our flight to make sure there's no delay.Number 4. Check in on. I just called to check in on you. Are you feeling better? I'm gonna check in on my grandpa and see how he's doing. I do my best to check in on my friends regularly.Number 5. Same here. You played basketball in high school? Same here. Same here. I prefer paper books over e-books. You don't feel like going out tonight? Same. Let's just stay in and watch a movie. 今日のライブカンバセーションをもう一度流します。最初に聞き取れなかったフレーズや新しく学んだ表現が聞き取るかチェックしましょう。Are you guys ready? Let's listen to the conversation one more time. Live conversation.
I guess you can shop on Instagram now. I like to,、to use it for online shopping.、and also to see what my friends are up to.Yeah. Facebook, I don't use anymore, but I know my parents do. So, yeah, what about you?
I know it's funny that you say that. I think that was like the definition, Instagram's definition that you just put was for Facebook almost like 10 years ago. I just want to see what my friends are up to, what they're looking into,、mm-hmm. you know? And so Instagram's become that new thing that people are going to check up on their loved ones. And I think that's cool. That's why I still use like, I still use Facebook, the Messenger at least, and、mm-hmm. like Instagram.To like keep up with my friends I haven't seen in a long time. Because when I lived in Germany for about a year, and I also lived in Guatemala for a couple months, and I have a lot of like lifelong friends I made, and they can only talk me through social media because the phone service, you know, extra charges for text messaging and all that, it makes communication really difficult. So they have、mm-hmm. to use like Facebook, Instagram, Discord, Twitter even、
yeah.
to communicate. So I think that's like,perfectly fine if people just want to check in on their friends.
Yeah, that's true. And I also, one more thing I use Facebook for is, I guess, finding events、oh. that's around your city.
Yeah, same thing.
Right?
yeah, yeah.
Like you'll find events like what's happening this weekend or if there's a concert going on、mm. or some kind of sale or a pop-up shop. And that's what I use Facebook for.
Oh, yeah.
And I get a lot of ads.
Oh, really?
Whenever I happen to be looking for a pan, I'll start getting ads of like pans, and then it's honestly, it works.
Oh, I mean, that's what AdSense is for. They really detect、yeah. what you're interested in, and they start sending you what you want.
Yeah, see, AI is scary.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But that's like, I think that's like basic. That's just like, that's just if you put in like, oh, search pots, and they go like,、right. oh, you search pots. Yeah. You know a lot of pot、yeah. places. And then 、I definitely agree with the events. It's so helpful. Like, if you know, 626 Night Market.
Yes.
So good, the food.、Yeah. And then I, my friends are like, oh, let's go sometime. And they'll put the event on and they'll show me the Facebook event. Like, oh, okay, cool. I can remember.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Awesome job today. Just like Robert, I mainly use Facebook to stay in touch with friends who live overseas. A lot of my Japanese buddies and friends I made while studying abroad are on Facebook. And if I ever need to get in touch with them, I usually use Facebook Messenger. However,Aside from that, I rarely use Facebook for personal purposes. お疲れ様です。ロバートと同じように、私も主に海外に住む友人と連絡を取るために Facebook を使っています。日本の友人や留学中にできた友人の多くが Facebook を利用していて、彼らと連絡を取る必要があるときは、大抵 Facebook のメッセンジャーを使います。でも、それ以外の個人的な目的で Facebook を使うことはほとんどありません。I do have a personal Facebook page, but honestly, it's been ages since I last posted anything on it. I think the last time I posted was when my first son Ruka was born. Nowadays, I just take a quick peek at my Facebook feed every now and then to see what my friends are up to. I found that I actually use Facebook more for my online English community, Hapa Buddies. The Facebook community page is super helpful and has allowed me to connect with many of my Hapa Eikaiwa learners.So I guess you could say that I use Facebook more for Hapa Eikaiwa than for anything else. Facebook の個人ページは持っているのですが、正直なところ、最後に投稿したのはもう何年も前のことです。最後に投稿したのは長男のルカが生まれた時だと思います。今はたまに Facebook のフィードを覗いて友達の近況を見るぐらいです。実際、Facebook はオンライン英語コミュニティ Hapa Buddies のために使っています。Facebook のコミュニティページはとても便利で、Hapa英会話の多くの学習者とつながることができています。なので、Facebook は他の何よりも Hapa英会話のために使っていると言えるかもしれません。皆さんは英語を勉強しているとき、英語を一緒に勉強できる仲間が身近にいたらいいのにな、と思ったことはありませんか ?Hapa英会話公式コミュニティ、Hapa Buddies は、英語好きなメンバーが集う会員制の Facebook コミュニティです。Hapa Buddies では、会話で使えるフレーズや表現を学びながらアウトプット練習を行ったり、他のメンバーと英語の情報交換をしたり、 ネイティブ講師とオンラインで交流を深めたりしながら楽しく英語を学んでいただけます。もし他の英語学習者とつながれる場所を探しているなら、ハパバディーズには英語を愛する素晴らしい仲間がたくさんいます。初月は無料でお試しいただけますので、ぜひ活用してください。とても楽しいコミュニティなので、もしかするとあなたの人生が変わるかもしれません。So, what are you waiting for? Come and join the fun at Hoppa Buddies. You never know, it might change your life. Before you guys take off, don't forget to check out Podcast Plus. Podcast Plus is a new Hoppa Eikaiwa podcast service, and it's a platform that will allow you to study this podcast more effectively and efficiently. The Podcast Plus includes the English and Japanese transcript of the entire episode, the English-only audio file, individual audio files, the full version of the live conversation, and much more. You can try it out for free for the first month, so make sure you take advantage of it. You can find more information about Podcast Plus on the Hoppa Eikaiwa blog. 最後に、Podcast Plus を忘れずにチェックしてください。Podcast Plus は新しい Hoppa Eikaiwa のサービスで、このポッドキャストをより効果的かつ効率的に学習できるプラットフォームです。ポッドキャストプラスにはエピソード全体の英語と日本語のスクリプト、英語のみの音声ファイル、個別再生用の音声ファイル、そしてフルバージョンのライブカンバセーションなどが含まれています。初月は誰でもポッドキャストプラスを無料でお試しいただけますので、ぜひ活用してください。ポッドキャストプラスの詳細については、ハパ英会話のブログをご覧ください。You can find today's show notes on the Hoppa Eikaiwa blog. The show notes include a full transcript and a detailed outline of today's episode. 今日のエピソードの詳細は Hoppa Eikaiwa のブログに掲載されています。会話の全文、今日のフレーズと要約、またポッドキャストでは説明できなかった表現や言い回しを英語と日本語でまとめていますので、ぜひご覧ください。If you have any comments or feedbacks, feel free to leave a message on my blog.ご意見やご感想などがございましたら、ハパ英会話のブログにぜひコメントを寄せください。ハパ英会話は、Facebook、Twitter、Instagram、YouTube でほぼ毎日会話に役立つ英語のワンポイントレッスンをお届けしています。また毎朝午前6時に無料のメルマガを配信していますので、まだ登録されていない方はぜひご登録ください。Thanks for listening today. You guys have an awesome day and I will catch you again next week. Take it easy. Peace.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.